Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Donna Catalano, my co-worker at South Shore Arts. Donna, you are in charge of our grant program and through our regional arts partnership with the Indiana Arts Commission, and you've been doing this for quite a number of years.
Actually, 10 years, and it was in September.
10 years.
Yes.
10 years plus.
Yes.
And so this grant program whereby South Shore Arts distributes money. This is state allotted money from the General Assembly through the Indiana Arts Commission and then trickling on down through us for Lake Porter and LaPorte counties for organizations, nonprofit organizations, either arts organizations or other kinds of nonprofits that are interested in receiving funding for arts projects.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And
take it away.
The funding actually originates with the National Endowment of the Arts, which gives every state money based on per capita. And then the state is required to match that and then distribute it through all the state. And so since Indiana has 92 counties, we are Region 1, which is Lake Porter and LaPorte counties. And outside of Indianapolis, we have the most dense population. So we have the second largest amount of grant money to give away. Last year, we gave away over $250,000 in grant money. And so we're excited about this new year. Last year, we had 40 grantees, and we're looking to do the same this year, probably. As you mentioned, there are arts projects support funding, which goes up to, they can receive up to $5,000 for a non-arts organization that does arts projects. So we have several of those. We have like the Dunes Learning Center does art camp in the summer. Boys and Girls Clubs have art programming that we help with. There's a dance company in East Chicago, folklore dancing with Deborah Bolaños in East Chicago. So we do a lot of like fun things with municipalities, other schools, just people that do good things.
Well, we should say that even Eye on the Arts is supported.
Yes, it is.
Through a grant that is submitted every year by Lakeshore Public Media and both the TV and I assume our radio interviews are also covered by that application.
Mm-hmm.
So, so it's a wide range of projects whereby the arts are used to help enrich people's lives.
Right. And the project grants are for projects whose organization has a budget of an income budget averaged over 3 years of under $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
After $50,000 and you have arts in your mission statement, you would go up to an arts organization grant, and there's two levels in that. $50,000 to $250,000 is AOS Art Organization Support 1, and then if you, after $250,000, you go up to a higher level, mm-hmm. and you can ask for up to $20,000 in funding.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like five or six of those,
mm-hmm.
so we're very fortunate. We don't realize sometimes how common and good arts are in this region.
Right. So. How they proliferate.
Yes. And they're a great economic driver.
Absolutely. So some of the larger organizations in our region include the Lebesnik Center in Michigan City.
Yes.
Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra,
mm-hmm.
Theater at the Center in Munster.
Yep. Chicago Street Theater.
Chicago Street Theater is,
yes,
on that level.
Absolutely.
Now.
And then LaPorte County Symphony.
Okay.
And Gloria Tuohy and Indiana Ballet.
Okay. So those five that we fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then South Shore Arts itself,
mm-hmm.
Which is funded directly by the Indiana Arts Commission.
Yes.
So, and then we have numerous organizations through all three counties in the AOS 1 level as well. This partnership began, it came out of a strategic planning cycle that the Indiana Arts Commission executed back in the mid-90s. They were criticized justifiably for focusing so much of their money on Indianapolis, the collar counties, maybe a little bit down in Brown County and
mm-hmm.
Bloomington. And this structure, whereby they identified originally 12 partners throughout the state, helped to distribute the funding more equitably,
yes,
based on population.
And we're happy since we get the second most amount of money, so we're very happy in Region 1.
And some of our partner organizations have to have like 16 counties
yes,
in their region.
Just south of us in Lafayette, Tippecanoe Arts Federation, I think she has 14 counties.
Mm-hmm.
And you get some counties with no arts programming. And it's,
right.
The rural areas are actually underserved areas.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been targeting those rural areas in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And we've been partnering, Indiana Arts Commission has been partnering with OCRA in trying to get those money out to rural counties.
So the deadline is March 1st.
March 1st is the deadline. System is online.
Yep.
Anybody can email me. You can go on our homepage, on our website, on the bottom right corner. You can find all the links you need.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's online. It's very simple.
It is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's for programs that will take place between July 1st of 2018 and June 30th of 2019.
Yes. And we do panel these grants. We have a panel. We panel them separately. Project supports are separate from the other ones. And then that meets, I think it's the first Saturday in May, we will panel those. You'll get your notification of funding in July, and then hopefully money. They say October, but it's usually December.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Donna, for coming in and telling us about the grant opportunity. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.